It's Rob Murray and our Mountain Insider, Tanya Faubert. Lafarge has chosen the name of their new dome-like structure that many people see from the highway, the Ecodome.
Sounds like a B-rated movie version of Biodome.
It's like the sequel.
The sequel, yeah. I'm going to get Pauly Shore out here. Yeah,
starring Corey Feldman.
Corey Feldman, yeah. and Dean Cooper.
The Ecodome, is it an actual, like an ecological use for this dome?
A big issue for residents of Exshaw living next to this clearly industrial resource extraction operation has been dust. They call it fugitive dust. This is material that they need for processing and their plant. They don't want it blowing away in the wind, and Exshaw is a little windy. I think the dome came along as a way to address this issue, keep some of these stockpiles of materials underneath the dome, and we eliminate this fugitive dust. Now, I think that almost paves the way for the name of the dome to be like the dust jail.
I like one of the submissions that was given that they released in the news release, the Duster Buster.
This outreach, fun little challenge to the community in the Valley by Lafarge was really well received, and they turned it into a great opportunity. The person who chose the name got money donated to their...
Actually, two people, actually. Two Jim people. Peterson, Bruce Binkworth. So they doubled the donation, essentially. So it's two $1,000 donations to the charity of their choice. I believe one going to the Canmore Hospital, at least, which is fantastic. You know, I'm going to be a little honest here. I think in recent years, there has been perception that Lafarge was pulling back a little bit from community support. But in more recent history, I think there's really been a change in attitude, and Lafarge has been really generous lately. So it's great to see Lafarge really supporting the community. I think they always have, but it's really been showing recently.